"Watch out," he said, and disappeared into the crowd. Nuts, she thought. But later in the day, when the big brown dog chased her down the alley, and a man waited with a van, and by the time they got to Tucson, the last she remembered was the radio and a voice that said the border was closed, and he encouraging her to dance in the light of the moon, as it was full. And when he took her in his arms and whirled her across the desert floor, she gave herself to impulse and married him on the spot, for that night at least. And that's what he'd tell his friends in Harry's bar, until Sunday, when she stormed the door and dazzled them with her footwork and backed him flailing into the night of no return, when the lights went out and he'd never be seen again.